ita ola Zimbabwe omuhle ndinomgamchira imchirongo chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection which yours truly your boy Big Mike aka Mike Hove. Welcome youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Welcome Zimbabwe omuhle once again lamhlanje. Today is Tuesday the 25th of June 2019. I'm your host Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe omuhle ndinomgamchira imchirongo chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe omuhle to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Welcome. Tonight on The Connection, we are discussing the economic situation in the country following the dumping of the nation's multi-currency system. For those that do not know, Minister of Finance uProfessor Mthuli Ncube yesterday announced ukuthi ilizwe lethu does not use multi-currencies anymore. Imali yakwamanye amazwe, mari ekunze kwenyika, ma US dollar, ma pula nema rand, anzi na Professor Mthuli Ncube, they do not work in the country anymore. This means that ilizwe lethu eZimbabwe now only has one official trade tender in the country. That means kana muri muZimbabwe mofana ngoshandisa ma RTGS, EcoCash, uyeje ma bond notes. In a meeting today with journalists, President Emmerson Mnangagwa reiterated government's position, something that was echoed by Professor Mthuli Ncube yesterday. Let's take a look.
Zimbabwe has gone back to normalcy. And the normalcy is a country must have its own currency. That's normalcy. We were living in an abnormal situation. And you should be the first to congratulate us for becoming normal again. As regarding the second aspect of your question about, the national currency. What we've removed with the basket of currency, we've removed them. And our current currency is denominated either by the coins, the bond note, or the RTG. All that is domestic. It's still allowed to do the national transactions in the economy. But we have not banned the possession of any other currency, except you cannot transact in any shop. If you want to buy your tea and they have your American dollar or your euro, Bloomberg or American dollar, then you must go to bureau to change. You change there and go and have your coffee. That's what they've done. That's what is normal. That's what they've done.
I won't ban our stamps. Who keep our stamps? And there's no crime in keeping our stamps.
All right, Zimbabwe is back to normalcy. Those were the sentiments echoed by President Emmerson Mnangagwa today when he was speaking with the journalists. Well, that notion was met by resistance, of course, folks, by some members of the business community in Mashingo who have continuously sold their goods in US dollars. New currency aside, Zimbabwe's economy has been met by several different economical problems, such as the electricity shortage in the country. This is something that's affecting businesses in different manners, especially abantu abasakhulayo, young entrepreneurs. So I'm looking to hear from you all, Zimbabwe omuhle, ukuthi konke lokho kwenzakalayo elizweni. Patinotarisa mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika. How is this affecting you, sechizvarwa cheZimbabwe? Takatarisira kuva nema business men and business women vachange vachipinda muchirongwa vari vanhu vechidiki vachange vachitudzawo kuti ivo chekutanga, what is their opinion when they're talking about quote unquote new currency iripo munyika nekuti we can't call it new nekuti tagara tichishandisa ma RTGS tagara tichishandisa eco cash chango chinja ndechekuti chi you can't use mari yekudzimwe nyika and by you can't means you cannot use it as an official trading currency. +12024650318 is the number to call, or you can text us on WhatsApp Zimbabwe Muhle. Oh, sorry, let me fix that. +12026192077 is the number to call if you're looking to call us live on air. Or of course you can text us on WhatsApp on +12024650318. Tiri kutefenyura pamasai sai anoti 909 medium wave frequency pa 4930 uyezve pa 15460 kilohertz pa short wave. Abafisa ubukela uhlelo lolu ku internet tiri kutefenyura pane ma web page edu matatu. We're broadcasting live on www.voazimbabwe.com. We're broadcasting live on www.voashona.com, and we're also broadcasting live on www.vonw.com. However, Zimbabwe Muhle, for our Facebook fanatics, labo abathanda iFacebook, we're live streaming as we speak on our three different Facebook pages, those being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, sikhona njalo ku VOA Studio 7. So lingakhohlwi phela zulukandaba, msakanganwe kuisa ma like nema heart kana muchifarira chirongwa kana muchifarira zvamuri kunzwa zviri kubuda pachirongwa, motiudzawo maonero enyu, nyorai pama Facebook page edu matatu, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele uyezve pa VOA Studio 7. And most importantly, don't forget to share kuitira kuti tione no wandu wedu.
Eita, 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 hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Tanki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufunukumalami, kanawutautaura neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3, BigMyke3.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle at BigMike3 is the username. Go Twitter, njalo go Instagram. Go to Zimbabwe Muhle, musakangano tripana pa pama page edu matatu, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, uyezve pa VOA Ndebele for the next hour. Saka msatize mchienda umchino nditsvaga ku Twitter neku Instagram, ndiri pano pa ma page edu, amufarira zvikuru sa. Welcome, 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 Zimbabwe Muhle. If you just joined us right now, you're tuned into Live Talk, The Connection with your boy, yours only, Mike Hove, a.k.a. Big Mike. Nasi tiri tarisa nyaya ye mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika. Nezuro chaiye takanzwa Professor Mthuli Ncube achianounce achiti aiwa nyika yedu haichashandise mari yekudzimwe nyika. Hanzi kana une US dollar, kana une bond, kana une pula, hanzi chimbomakasa chimbomira nekuti haichashande munyika. Kuti tinzwe kuti nyaya iyi iri kunetsa anana businessman, anana businesswoman seiko munyika, tabatawo umwe wechidiki ane business rake riri munyika, Mr. Tendai Choto. Vachoto, welcome, welcome, welcome mune chirongwa chedu chevechidiki.
Tinotenda kuva muchirongwa mukoma Mike.
Nyaya irimo mugango mainzwa, mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika, nezuro takanzwa kuti nyaya yekushandisa mayusa, nyaya yekushandisa mapula, uyezve nyaya yekushandisa mari yekudzimwe nyika, womakasa hazvichashande munyika. Imi somwe wechidiki anoita business munyika, makatambirwa mazwi ava Mthuli Ncube seiko?
Hatina kuzvitambira nekufara, nekuti tinotarisa kuti chakambokonzeresa kuti tive nemamalti currencies chii, uyezve tagadzirisa here zvakakonzeresa kuti pekutanga tinge tine malti currency. Takaongorora nyaya iyi tichiizeya, tinoona kuti nyika iri kuda kuprinta mari. Naizvozvo vanhu vanobva vashaya confidence nemari yemunyika yemuZimbabwe, nekuti mari yemunyika yeZimbabwe haina chiri kuisapota. Mari kuti ive mari, vanhu vanofanira kunge vane confidence nayo. Ini ndiri umwe umwe wevanhu vakadzidza zveupfumi inova economics. So the basic definition of money is that it must be a generally accepted medium of exchange. Saka tiri kuona local currency yedu RTGS kana kuti haona kuti mabond notes achiva chinhu chiri kugamuchirika kuvanhu vazhinji nekuti vanhu vazhinji havana vimbo yekuti chinokwanisa kuchengetedza upfumi hwavo machiri. Saka kuiswa kwezimu dollar ndingangoti nekuscrapwa kwakaita multi-currency regime nezuro zvichakonzeresa kurwadza chaizvo kune vanhu vari mubhizimusi nekuti nyika ichange yaku vazhinji vachatadza kupokiwa zvinhu zvakawanda zvavanoda mumabhizimusi avo nekuti currency yatinenge tichishandisa haisi kugamuchirika. Chinhu chekuti vanhu vazhinji vari kunyunyuta chaizvo nekuda kwenew currency iyoyi.
Right, vachoto rega ndikubvunze, when we go back not so long ago, vamthuli Ncube vasati vatora matano ekuva finance minister, the first thing I remember clearly him saying was, inangu, when I get into office, the first thing I want to do is remove the bond. Fast forward, he still hasn't removed the bond. The bond became what many would refer to as a trading incentive. It wasn't supposed to be a currency. So in what form, how did it then progress forward to a stage and point whereby it became the official tender and removing the other things that people regarded as official tender?
Inini sekuona kwangu ndinoona kunge vamutuli Ncube havana ku havaiuya vachida kutukuwana basa iri rekuva finance minister. Vanga vane maonero avo avaiita ekunze. Pavakapinda mukati menyika yeZimbabwe vachiona the intricate of the economic situation and rather in the government, I think at one point he then realizes that he cannot maneuver very very much without controlling the monetary policy. However, I am disappointed because Professor Mutuli Ncube seemed to have made a 180-degree U-turn from what he had said, because I remember very well about, and we were excited about the coming in of Professor Mutuli Ncube. But I think it's more political than economic, because one would really not bring in, would not scrap the multi-currency regime if you have not addressed the fundamentals. And this is, there are a lot of things that are to be considered. We are a net importer. We import more than we export. Mm-hmm. So how are we going to finance the gap of our imports? All practically, right. Almost everything is imported.
Vachoto rega ndibokubatai pamuromo nditore muteereri, but I have a couple of questions ndamboverenga macomments evateereri vedu. They are very, very crucial questions that I'm hoping you can address. Saka chimbobatai parunhare nditore muteereri, handiti baba.
All right,
utabolo kone kutwini lukanya ngani luya jisa kutwa sesi le currency izim dollar ikona kutwa ngaole mali ya kwa manyamazwe bond pula pula rand US dollar pansi. No, doesn't work in the country. Wati ngitate mlaleli sizu uti yena utini kola mtereri wekutanga apina mjirongwa ndiani aripari nari.
Hello.
Hey baba, zuru fambe.
Ngiyakhuluma Nkosi yami
njalo. Isiphilile baba, ngibani okhonekwe ngweni?
NguDumezweni Ndlovu.
Ndlovini, usungenile kuhlelo baba, unjani?
Hayi, ngisiphilile mfowethu.
Udaba lukhona egudwini uluzwile baba. Sesi nangu uhulumende uthi nxa ule bond, sengisithi bond, nxa ule yusa, nxa ule pula, nxa ule rand, hayi akusasebenze elizweni. Wena uthini ngalokho?
Okokuqala ngibone ngani uhulumende wethu ube lezigwenxa ku-economic policy. Uyabona ukuthi nxa usenza ama-decision ku-economic policy kumele kube le ndlela yokuyenza esingathi thina yi-survey, ukuthi into le oyenzayo izaba lomphumela onjani. Then ususenza esingathi thina economic consultative forum, ubize ama-consultative partners amaningi, then ama-ideologist amaningi, uzwe ukuthi kuhamba njani. It's so pity ukuthi ezivabheke amanzi. So silama-institutions amakhulu njengabo-University of Zimbabwe, o-NUST, silama-olectural professor abazingcitshi ekwenzeni izinto lezi ababizwa inxa yokuthi vele yona i-education eZimbabwe academically ikhangelelwe phansi. Ngithanda ukuthi uthi uhulumende lezigwenxa uzahlalela ezigwenxa ngoba kananzelele ukuthi vele imfundo iqakathekile. It's so pity ukuthi i-decision le ayenzileyo ayilunganga. Okunye futhi enhlala ngutsho uhulumende kayenelise ukuvuselela ibhenki baba. I-banking sector eZimbabwe ifile. Abantu ababhenki bayesaba ngenxa yokuthi ibhenki ayiniki i-interest. Ibhenki kumele inike i-interest baba. Ibhenki ifana lenhliziyo epompa igazi. zwe imali circulate omunye ayithatha umuntu A ayithatha B ayithatha C ayibole ku D ayicupha njalo njalo imali circulate sese sikhuluma ngokuvuselela iindustry yethu iindustry le bank sector kuhamba ndawonye ngumuntu lomzakho omunye ioxygen omunye ligazi abenza ibiology ungakhiphi ioxygen there's no life ungakhiphi gas there's no life kuhamba ndawonye baba
awungitshele ke baba Ndlovu ungumuntu ongisakhulayo na
ngumuntu osakhula ngoba ngihandicapped ku disability portfolio sithi thina even anxa ngiyi 42 years ngumuntu osakhula ngoba wabona ukuthi abagogekile saphuza ukungena esikolo samarginalized ngakuthi nanga ngena ugrade 1 ngile 12 years so ngumuntu osakhula ngoba vele uya subtract 12 years from 42 ukuthi nge 32
disadvantage
angizezwanga ayezwa umumo elizwe so ngiyi youth engaboniyo emela ilungile labantu njalo ngithanda ukuthi uhulumende abantu abagogekile bathwele nzima kakhulu abangawone kalungisa into zakhe ze economy a consult into ehluphayo ukuthi akukhonse kunje thina bangabonwa sibizwanga o council for the blind abatshelwanga o national league for the blind azange batshelwe abantu abone bathwele nzima kula ma talking systems asincedisayo ukuthi sisebenzise izimali zwaye ezizibuyayo you know I get to wonder abasifuni phezulu ukuthi basiconsult basiqhathe sibatshela ukuthi sifunani sithwele nzima labo gogo emakhaya abakwazi izinto lokho so we need to have a consultative forum singakwenzi izinyo izinto bonani ukhulumende kumele ukuqalisele khona ikho phela ukubusa kwangkhona madoda
right awungitshele ke Ndlovu njengoba isimo somnotho silokhu siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka nina njengabantu angithi ushilo wathi ngumuntu ongisakhulayo nina njengabantu abasakhulayo abaphilela izweni how are you surviving bafo how
kuzima baba siphila nge God's grace kuja kubudgeteki uyisiguya family person abantwana sehle ukuthi siyaba angila sicathulo ngihamba esicathulo esisodwa I'm a teacher by profession sebeze bewas lapha ukudlula ubaba uDumezweni uDlovu nqa ngiyathi isicathulo sami sesibobokile can you imagine we just khathaza labantwana abasela inspiration they can't even see they can't even wish when I was learning way back I used to be like my teacher I used to be like you my professor yakhumbula ngisakhula ngangihawukela ukuthi baba umgabo ukhuluma njani isikhiwa ngangilezil ukuthi I would need to pass I need to read Shakespeare and pass and even linguist but that zeal has just vanished
Hayi sikuzwile Ndlovini danki ngokungena kuhlelo make sure ukuthi next week uzaba ukhona ngithi baba
Ngiyabonga obe thanks very much
baba. Thank you so much right liyamuzwa ayi ngibonela ama hearts lama likes vele they were raining abantu bayathanda lokho kushiwe ngundlovu undlovu ushilo wathi hayi first things first it's very important for people to consult the all stakeholders elizweni nibabuze ukuthi kanti is this exactly what you guys want before making ama decisions akhona Very, very happy about the fact ukuthi we have one member of the business community elizweni uTendai Choto. Tendai uchiripo parunarera.
Ndiripo.
Right. Imanzi wazwa zwitaurwa na vandlovu here ka ndombo kutsana ngurai.
Ndisana ngurire.
Right. Ndlovu was making a lot of points there. The first one being he finds it very important that before government makes decisions they need to consult all stakeholders. You of course being part of the business community elizweni were you guys consulted or makango mukao zwakungonzi no more USA no more pula no more rand
there was no consultation I actually found it on a I learned of this on Friday afternoon there is a journalist I follow called Hope Oshinono he made the announcement on his page that there is something that is cooking and yes we knew that this is the only last route that the government would take really because they cannot maneuver in stabilizing the economy according to Professor Mkilinobe using the US dollar but however I think he is actually this worsen the situation on the ground because people have no confidence in the RTGS. It has been eroded of value. So you can't really introduce something and ban something that is valuable, something that is critical to the functioning of a number of things, sectors in Zimbabwe, and say that there is no more multi-currency regime. Like I earlier on said, that this will not end well. We need the sufficient conditions that are necessary for the reintroduction of a Zim dollar, I don't know whatever term we may call it when it comes. But I think it must be backed by production and it cannot just be introduced.
right. Ndine umwe muteereri parunare, but regai ndikubvunzei one more question before I go to the caller.
Okay.
Now, you know, usually manzwa zvataurwa navamunangagwa, he was saying kuti it's very important for any country in the world, to have their own currency. He was talking about how Zimbabwe is back to normalcy. How he's saying, Kuti, some people, there's some people, like I explained earlier on, who are very defiant, who are still selling stuff, Nema Yusa, Nema Rand, and so forth in their stores. Vamunangagwa vari kuti aiwa chinhu chakakosha zvikuru kuitira kuti nyika ive necurrency yavo. You know, if you go to Britain, you use the British pound. If you come to America, you use the US dollar. If you go to Botswana, you use the Botswana pula. If you go to South Africa, you use the South African rand. So what's wrong with Zimbabwe using the Zimbabwean dollar?
Okay, fine. First and foremost, I totally agree that a country, a sovereign country, must have its own currency.
Mm-hmm.
But the currency must be supported, because there is no need to introduce a currency that we are seeing freely floating on the, because we use the black market as the basis of what's going on, what's the value of that currency. It's losing value. It's not gaining. There is no meaningful production that's happening in Zimbabwe. So once we do not, if we do not have the sufficient conditions to support a currency, we should not jump the gun and just say we want to have our own currency for the sake of having our own currency. The question that people would have in their mind is, are we not heading to troubled waters of 2008? Because mm-hmm. we should have learned from 2008, the economic tsunami and earthquake that we experienced as Zimbabweans, and I think we have institutional memory to go back to understand what worked and what did not work. So we cannot continue to do same things and expecting different results. To me, I'm not impressed. But it is the right thing to have a currency. But the currency should be backed by production. But we have no real production in the country at the moment.
Mm-hmm. All right, regai nditore mutereri vachoto, then ndokudzoka kwamuri. Ndokunzwa kuti ndine mutereri eCingweni, kola mutereri, mapinda muchirongwa, ngubano kone eCingweni. Mutereri, hello?
Hello?
Yes, papa, unjani? Mkoma aripari nare hapo ndiani?
Mkoma Ngoni.
Mkoma Ngoni, ndimi kama topinda mchirongwa, tino mkamchirai?
Tapinda, imita merina yonde kwa re, nangire, yes, kuri chatisa, na uri farira, because nika yungu matambo, because yes, right now, tika tarisa, kutuwa isa, kutatia ndija, ato tisha ande nita. My price, my shop, because Vakuda was here up and red, but one of Tengaji was as a shanty. What is in the group in the Mika? The Bagoons is rooms, I think, when the forex is bad and the forex as it got up, China Munika, and it's going to be in sorrow. The local part is to a room, boy, pass.
Zvino mukoma Ngoni, ndimi kamuri pa ground apa kuZimbabwe. Tiudzeiwo kuti imi muri kurarama sei sezvo economy vanhu vari kuchema chema kuti yane nguva refu zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka.
Wongu kurama kwaoma because vakati asati vashandise chikarareta mari acho nemareta ari munhu akutambira mosazhinji akutambira $25-$30 havasina mari kuti chararama.
Manje kana makuti munhu wese ari kutambira $20 $30 vamunangagwa ava vari kuti nezirofu zvekare takanzwa mutuli Ncube achitaurawo zvinhu zvakafanana vachiti isu taakudzosa dollar kuitira kuti zvinhu zvese zvive normal munyika. Hanzi kana makutenga nekuti muri kumhanya muchiti kubasa taakuda kubhadharwa neusa nekuti hanzi patopinda mashop tobhadharwa nevanhu vari kuti mashopkeeper vari kuti aiwa isu pane price yakachipa yeusa asi bond riri kudhura zvinhu zvese zvofana hanzi maprices amfaudzika. Imi hamubvumirani nazvo here izvi? Hanzi ndizvo zvatakazviitira kaizvozvo.
Haina handibvumirani nazvo kuti bond isu tofanira kushandisa. Yes, the regime will stabilize. You can't have our own currency because we can't have any industry. Economy is a job. At this case, the U.S. will not stabilize.
Mm-hmm. I want to go to the next week. I'm going to go to the next week. I'm going to go to the next week. I'm going
to go to
right. Zulu Gandaba Liamuzwa nangu mnumzana Ungoni ngumunyu mlaleli wetu uta hai mina angitembi loko ugenziwe nguhulumende anzi izu zakaitwa na hulumende. This notion that was done by government I pansi, I don't support it. That is okay. Kuna wachoto, tanzo kutu warukuti. Mkoma choto mchiripo parunare. Right, watiru warukupinda mchirongo warukuchema warukuchema. Ndambo vere nga imwe comment apa pa page redure VOA ndebele. Muna avunza vunzo wakanaka zvikuru sa. Vandi vunza nyaye ma foreign banks. Pane wano angawane ma bank account where they used to put ma US dollars ne marie kunze kwenyika. Varukuti, they, what exactly is going to happen with those accounts? You guys are in the business community. I would like to believe at some stage and point you were working with foreign currency importing stuff.
For sure.
Hmm.
We are not so sure because, you know, this move was just a fast move that has caught everyone unawares. So, and the advent of the social media also makes things worse because there are already messages which are circulating on social media that banks have been stopped from allowing people to access their Nostro accounts. I'm not saying this is an official position. I don't know. I am yet to find out. But if that is the case, it is very regrettable because at some stage, people's FCA accounts, if they are raided, then we are just defeating ourselves. We are not creating the necessary confidence that people would want to invest into Zimbabwe. People would want to do business with us. They have that level of comfort and confidence. So I can't comment on assumptions, but we have to hear what is the next move and how it will be communicated to us as the people in the business and as entrepreneurs. But I think at the moment there is panic. There is a lot of misinformation that is being peddled, and one is really to be selective with information that is coming through. But if it is true, it's really regrettable, and we should learn from the past. I always say the past should always give us lessons. Mm-hmm. It is a key teacher of what not to do and also what to do. So we have been on this road before, and we should learn from the mistakes of the past.
Right. Tichiri panyai mwechete your Forex. We've spoken with a couple of young people and businesses, and some of them are saying, when I buy my stuff, I use rands. I go to South Africa, I buy my stuff. When I buy my stuff, I use pulas. I go to South Botswana, I buy my stuff to import. When I go to other places, some places say they want US dollars. So now that the government is saying that the local tender, the official tender, is going to be the bonds, the EcoCash, and the RTGS, where are you guys as the business community supposed to get this Forex from?
If I read very well what Professor Mchelenyobe said yesterday, he says that they are going to support the interbank. But it has to be seen how they are going to support it. And Zimbabwe practically is a net importer, as I earlier on said. 90% of the things that are being consumed in Zimbabwe are being imported. Mm-hmm. So that is the key challenge, to say how are they going to fund that. And does the interbank have the capacity to provide for the Forex requirement? One has to see, and it's still too early. But what I've seen today in Harare is that people continued accepting US dollars. and I think the big players, they took a position. I won't mention names, but I went into a big space shop. I wanted to get into their shop this morning. They were closed. So, but the small guys in Kaguri, they were accepting US dollars. So I think actually people will continue trading in the instrument that they feel comfortable about, because you can't go to, you have entrepreneurs who are going to South Africa, to China, to Dubai, bringing wares into the country. They if they accept the RTGS dollar, they will not be able to restock. So it's a tight situation, and one we have to navigate it properly. And let's see. You know, it's now a question of going to be wait and see. But as I've said earlier on, it won't end well. That's the general feeling that I have. But what whatever move that is not inclusive, a move that is too fast a trend, that is not supportive of the people, people may just reject it. Because really, a currency should be generally accepted. If people don't accept it, it defeats its purpose of being a currency.
All right, Mkoma Choto, regai ndukubate ipa mromo, nditore umo mtereri. It's a matter of confidence. Ndizo zvirikutaurwa naTendai. Matter of confidence. Anzi vanhu are not confident in the RTGS. Imi, vateri redu, are you confident? +12024650318. Tinyorere message pa WhatsApp. Lako njalo ukusifonela live ecengweni lingene lani kuhlelo live on air. Lingasifonela kucingo inombolo ngu +12026192077. Kodwa ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi sengilomlaleli ecengweni. Khola khola mthereri mapinda mjirongwa.
Hello.
Yes, Papa. Zuru kufambe.
Makasimbe rukuwa Mike.
Ah, mushe mushe. Aripa rinari hapa ndiani.
Ntozi kutu. Ngomba ndiriku fona ndiripa Messina.
Mkoma gomba wariku Messina uko. Zuru kufambe yereku Messina uko.
Ah, paka ipa, paka ipa.
Ndimi ka muru kunze kwe nyika. Anzi, marienyu ya muru kunzei. Aicha shande mnyika. Munoti inazo izoso.
Nyairi pwanti ya kutila mturi nwe wakangu fana nene munu arukunwa materi chie msoro ywa chizwa mudumbu. Nukuti kutara pantri kita ndiko kutapana zara unya suzati chishi mbiti kapashu hiti nikuna kwa kuti nyai ya kudona kemari Zimbabwe. Shaka tanga muna 2001 wasika topu zio kutikuna kushanda ma US dollar kana zima mari zikutuni kandidia. Kushika tashuka muna 2008. Kuburiza ni inclusive, ndio zvakazoita kuti zvisa mari kuAmerica nedzimwe mari dzakaita zvemaranzi. Iri nyaya yekurakidza kumutsidza upfumi. Saka so far vamutuli nuve kuti vazosvika pakuzoita danho ravatora iri vari kufungidzira kuti kushandiswa kwedzimwe mari dzekune dzimwe nyika ndizvo zviri kudonhedza economy asi iri nyaya industry kuti munyika hamuna industry inoita kuti tikwanise kusumuka mune zveupfumi.
Zvino mukoma gomba chodi nekuti hurumende iri kuti aiwa nhasi kubva nezuro taakushandisa bond, taakushandisa RTGS, taakushandisa EcoCash. Todi kuti tiendere mberi tivake nyika yedu kuitira kuti munhu wesafari.
Kuti nyika igondokuenderera mberi chachirungodiwa chete nyaya yekuti tiendere mberi shandisa mari dzekudzimwe nyika. Tokwasa kusumudza chinhu chinonzi industry kuti chinhu chakauraya industry kuti nyaya ye50% yavaitora iyi vari kutoziva kuti ndovakauraya nyika vanhu ivava havasi kuda kuti tsuro idye uswa hwakareba ndezvavasiri kungoona chinhu zvatiri kungoona apa because ivo kudzimba dzavanhu ivo vaka vana mutsuri nuvava bhondo havatombodibata.
Saka imi doza angu kuti munombosvikawo munyika muri kurarama seiko mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe muri kurarama sei
kurarama pakaita mukoma nekuti kana vari kumusha vachisowa zvakutongosvika pakutongoaomera maona saka mhino kuti ivo vachazofambisawo sei asi haipapa pakatooma zvigonogamuchirika zviri nyore izvi.
Aiwa mukoma gomba takunzwa zvakanaka tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa. Aiwa musatye mukoma chirongwa ndechenyu chogara chikufonerai mopota muchingodzoka handiti.
Handika maita basi.
Right, utabalo kone kutwini. Mtswakazo muhle simlaleli. Tine umwe mutereri abva kupinda pachirongwa. Tinotenda vagomba. Kola kola mutereri abva kupinda muchirongwa. Ndiani ari parunare. Mlaleli.
Yebo.
Unjani kutaka.
Ndinofara.
Ariparo nari hapo ndiani?
Ndi Robert, arikutaura mukoma.
Mukoma Robert. Mapinda muchirongwa, ndirikuona kuti muri kuSouth Africa uko. Muri kupi kuSouth Africa?
Ndiri kuRustenburg.
Hanzi na hurumende mari yenyu yamogara muchiunza marand dzenyu. Chimbomira muri kutumira hama dzenyu kumusha. Asi hama dziri kuti hatichakwanise kuishandisa munyika. Munoti nazvo izvozvo.
Inisemaone zvitsaro pane mashoko aya akataurwa nevakuru vamaVP vakati it won't work. Hazvishandi izvi, it won't work.
Asi mukoma Robert VP, mukoma Robert VP vakati it won't work, it will work, you will work and it will work. Saka VP vakati zvichashanda nenharo nangomukadii.
unoona nyaya kuti nyangwa vajonga dei kuti mutezo kutaurwa nevamwe vanhu vese vari kutaurava ichokwadi kuti motikarenzi takayadhopta for a reason takayadhopta nekuda kwezvikodzero nekuda kwezvinhu zvaitinetsa mukati menyika yedu ende zvinhu izvona nhasi zvisiripo saka there is no point yekuti motikarenzi iyo aitwe stretch out nekuti achiri kutodiwa zvakasimba kuti ange ari anoshanda for the betterment yeupenyu hwevanhu vemuzimbabwe dambudziko rinoitika nderekuti vanhu vakaita sana mutiringuyo ava vanouya zvishuva vane shungu yekuita basa zvakanaka I remember takapeke tina vasimba makoni sometime takauta vana gono munhuimu reservebank muya muya but vanhu iya vane njere dzavo dzakapinza izvozvo wanti vapinda mugavenment yezanupia kuchet hamena kuti zvinoitika vanenge vanochinjwa here mafungiro wopuwa mamwe maideologies asingashandi asingeshe vanhu imi semaonero andoita ndeyekuti pavanenge vari kuti mari iyoyi uni kuishandisa palocal market dzedu ipapapo ndivo kuti vazotumira vanhu vaemusika mutema vachinotora iyo maforeign currency iwa avari kuti iwayo hapanoti ari kushanda for their own goods which is very unfair which is very selfish of our leaders saka semaonero andiri kuita imi inhaho ndochinonzi chamutengure chamutawa nhava mwana wosvamudumbu mai wosvamusana abereka mwedzi yaani pakadai apo
haiwa takunzwa zvikuru samukoma Robert tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa handiti
zvakanaka I thank you so much
right nangu munye umlaleli uyangena kuhlelo uRobert uti hayi lokho kwenziwa nguhulumende I'm not happy kodwa silokhu sikudaba lunye lwesimo somnotho Zimbabwe muhle nguva ndidzo dzakuenda ai nguva dzinomhanya mani nguva kuZimbabwe uko dzava 8:37 kunoko kuAmerica 2:37 chirongwa The Connection lilami uMike Hove tichiri panyaya imwe chete as we continue the conversation about the current state of the Zimbabwean economy another thing that seems to be affecting isimo somnotho elizweni nyaya yeproduction mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika is the issue of power cuts. Now, not so long ago, Minister of Energy and Power, Mr. Fortune Chassi himself, echoed sentiments which nyikayedu owes so much money to Eskom and other companies that give us power. This is something that's affecting entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs, and everyday people elizweni. Let's take a look as they tell us more.
Raidzinya kutangaza zvakanyanya nekuti currently madhete zvinari kuenda na 5 achingodzoka kuma 910 manheru saka time yekusenza is about 6-7 hours overnight masikati kazhinji tinenge tisina madhete so as a result tichadza kunyatodeliver basa redu kumaclients edu because hatisi kukwanisa kunyatomanyevha basa redu intime
kuti tibike chaiko kana kuti mwana adye poriji makuseni zvine zvida magetsi kuti iwewo mai udye kuti udini zvese zvokuzasaka magetsi every day tinenge tisina kana magetsi techingori murima sei zvamuri kuona izvozvo zvitatojaira zvinhu zvokuverenga vana havachatoverengika kondaiwanepi mari yeu ndatenga kendru ndatenga kuti zvikuni zvacho hazvizobudi nekuti nzva zvakatoma kendru racho rodhura zve huni dzaizodhura saka kutoverenga kwevana chaiko kwakutoramba kutonetsa vaakungotamba mumastriti umu tozongovadedzawo vachipinda mumba kwachena kwakwatovata
utaba lukhona egudwini abantu bayakhalala bathi izinto azimanga kuhlelizwe umnumzana wokuqala yena sisithi ugesi luyahamba ngo-5 bese lubuya hayi during the night so umuntu sokumele ukuthi atshintshe i-clock yakhe asebenze ebusuku ukuze athole ithuba lokusebenza lapho kulo gesi lizwe njalo omunye ugogo umama sekhuluma sisithi abantwana bona labo they can't read anymore ngoba ngathi sengiyothenga ikhandlela hayi liyabiza imali eningi njalo if I go buy firewood yabiza imali eningi angiselayo imali yokuthenga zonke lezi zinto so ngiyabashiya abantwana bayosibhodela bayodlala ngaphandle nxa sekuyisikhathi sokuthi sibabize bangene phakathi siyababiza kodwa hayi kuthiwa the whole day umntwana uyazebe ezenzela intando yakhe ngaphandle ngenxa yokuthi ngamtshela ukuthi buya come it's time to read I can't ngoba kumele yena they need electricity lights for them to read nantu udaba lukhonekhudwini isimo somnotho silokhu siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka mamiro akaita upfumi hwenyika hanzi kuzimbabwe zvonazvo nakumira mushe asine zuro Professor Mthuli Ncube vakaintroducer vakati nyaya yenyu yekuuya nemayusa yekuuya nemapula nekuuya nemarand chimbomirai hoo makasa hamuchakwanisi kuzvishandisa hanzi it's not a bad thing having it on you by the way nokuti ndakaonawo padandemutande some people thought that maybe it's now illegal for me to have forex no that's not what Professor Mthuli Ncube was saying he was saying it's okay for you to have forex if you have forex keep all the forex if you have a billion US dollars it's all right keep it kodwa you can't use it to trade elizweni kutwa sokumele uye ebhanga uyotshintsha imali yakho and you come back nama USA nebond bese siyothenga isinkwa uyothenga ichukela ngezinto ezijeneyo there's certain things that you can still use your US dollars your rands your pulas for such as air flights and you know people in the business community you can still use it to go buy your goods ngaphandle kwelizwe kodwa elizweni when you're buying ichukela when you're buying isinkwa and the basic essential necessities kumele usebenzise I local currency nantu daba lukhona egudwini but joining me is my second guest he's also a young entrepreneur elizweni he's the co-founder of Open Minds Initiative he was here not so long ago in Washington DC ngale ku World Bank ebanikeza labo inkulumo he was talking about development nxa sisixoxisana ngokuthuthukisa kana tichitaura nezve kusimudzira vanhu vechidiki joining me live via telephone kubva ku Zimbabwe uko ndivatate na Magetsi Mr. Magetsi Welcome mune chirongwa chedu.
Thank you, Mkoma Mike. Zviri sei?
Mushe, Mkoma, zviri kufamba.
Kubata-bata, ungoona news dzatiri kutaura.
Right, ndachimbotaurawo navatendai choto, navo is a businessman munyika. Ndichivatsanangurira ndikati nezuro takanzwa Professor Mthuli Ncube vachiti hanzi, kana une bond ra, hanzi kana une pula rako, kana une rand, kana une user, chimbomira kuzvishandisa munyika nekuti hazvichabvumidzwa. Waakufanira kuenda kubank onochinja mari yako obata bond obata RTGS ouya uzotenga zvinhu zvako munyika imi seve chidiki varuta zvemabhizinesi muri kuzvitambirawo sei munyika
izvi zvinhu zvekuti zvino logic yazvo inodautika nguva zhinji because ukatarisa kuti panotorwa currency yakafanana nezim dollar yobva yareintroducing zim dollar back into the system as be so currency in a mono currency type of an economy isusu tisina confidence ne bone ne zim dollar rachona hazvina kwazvinotisvidza so this decision by the government to choke down the idea yekuti to accept ma bond inoti affect nenyaya yekuti hakuna munhu angade ku chingeta bond kuti mangwana rinongomukara kwira mune saka izvichawedzera pressure pakuti vanhu vatsvage ma US dollar kuti vangogara vakachengeta mari inoita si inochengeteka zviri consistent
Asi imi seve chidiki vane mabhizinesi munyika muri kushanda seiko this is not a surprise vacho tovambotsanangura vakati this seems to be a repetition zvakaitika not so long ago kuzimbabwe tatine mabalance checks takaita zim dollar pakauya zvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana-siyana kwakuya RTGS zvekare so this is not new to zimbabwe imi seve chidiki muri kushanda sei
ukatarisa section 142 of 2019 yakati yala ichiintroducea zvekutiita zim dollar radzoka ukatarisa kuti pazvese zvayakataura nezvayakaexplaina hapana mobhira pane anything chakanyorwa kuti chakarambidza kuti mapurize achargwe in US ozoretwa into bond saka indinogona kungoudza munhu kuti service yangu i20 US iye uzotibhadhara equivalent ye20 US in bond that is the only strategy inenge iripo but chishandisa mapurizes eus
All right, it's about equivalency, it's about confidence. Bataipa runare vamagetsi nditange ndidzokere kuna vachoto tinzwe kuti vanoti vachoto muchiripo parunare rapo. Mr. Choto.
Yes, I'm on the line.
Right. Nyaya confidence keeps coming up. Earlier on we were watching ZCTU give a press conference and for them they said what Mthuli did was illegal. Is that true?
They said it was what?
It was illegal. Hanzi introduction nzira yavakaunzawo nyaya yekuti hapachisina nyaya yekushandisa multi currencies munyika. Vaka ivo vanoti nemaundo avo it's illegal. Is that is what Mr. Professor Mthuli Ncube doing or what he did per se legal? Is it is he allowed to do that to just wake up muti is a shade ta kushandisa currency?
Yeah, I think he's enacted through the Ministry of Finance Act and as the one who oversees the RBZ.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the issue of the legalities of it, that's for lawyers to find out. But what we simply know and what we have observed as people in business and as young people in business is that he is actually... This will make things very difficult for people to maneuver, and I agree with my colleague what he was saying also too, that the manner in which it has been introduced, it leaves a lot to be desired, because it's almost like one has just to has come in with an intervention, but I look at it as a policy ambush, in my definition, because government has to foster certainty, has to foster business continuity. Some of these decisions, I really don't know if they are fostering now the business continuity. Other businesses are just going to go out of business if they are not able to restock.
Mm-hmm. All right, regarding Bate Pamromo Bachoto and Ditorem Tereri, but I'm coming back because I like the idea, what the point that you guys mentioned, the idea of confidence for an economy to grow. But and then I'll come back to both of you as my guests. Kola kola mtereri, ndukunza kuti masvika parunare usukona usungenile kuhlelo apinda muchirongwa ndiani?
Ndi Thomas Nyashanu.
Ndiani ari parunare?
Thomas Nyashanu, Gaborone, Botswana.
Dumelang Thomas, ukai?
Litera.
Nake, thank you. Thank you so much, ukenile kuhlelo. Welcome. Walena Thomas, what's your opinion on everything happening in Kozimbabwe?
Okay, Mukoma Jonga, nyaya iripo ipachena ipapo. I think nyaya kuti vanhu havachabvumirwa kushandisa maforex ayo. Inyaya yekuda kusechana muhomwe, just because manzotaza vanhu vana mutori nyaya vakamboya vachiti na president vachiti wakaonekwa uchiita break market uchasungwa uchaenda kujail for 10 years. Vakanatsokuona kuti zvaramba kushanda. Nhasi unova kudzoka nekuti chavari kuda chikwadi chokwadi chavari kuda vanoda kucorrecta foreign currency yese iri muvanhu kuti vakwanise kushandisa ivo nemhuri dzavo, vakwanise kurarama vachibhururuka vachienda munyika dzavanoda. Nhasi vai vakatagetwa masanction vanhu ivavo.
Mara Thomas, Utlo. Is there not a possibility, Ahore, like you said, they're trying to collect forex, but it being the idea yokuti vowanawo forex yokupa business community kuitira kuti in turn you boost the economy?
Yeah, on the other hand, it's okay, but that is not the right way of collecting the foreign currency from these individuals. I'm supposed to bring my own foreign currency. Nokuda kwete kunzi ichienda unosiya kubank kana wasiya kubank handi muri kuona kuti zvese zvatina mavalue change munyika yeZimbabwe zvese zvakavhariswa. Why? Just because those people they trying by all means to collect all the foreign currency from the union. For all these are the local guys nevese vari kunze kwenyika vari kuzama kuda kutora foreign currency. Hazvishamisa nhasi uno muchazwa nyaya ichange yakubuda muZimbabwe vachange vava kutaura kuti munhu wese ari kutumira foreign currency abva kunze kwenyika achange iye angopita mabhengi achingopiwa bond paper. Bond paper iroro hazvina kwarinoshanda bond paper iroro. Kubatsirana kuri pachena chaiko chaiko kuti whether you like or not, just bring it. It's me who has got the power to have that foreign currency, not iwewe. Saka I don't think kuti zvakataurwa namutori niwe kuti uprofesa hwavo uprofesa chaivo chaivo, nokuti uprofesa chaivo chaivo anatoziva ka you must know that kuti munin'ina wangu he should have this foreign currency, kwete kuti foreign currency iuye cheche kwandiri muhomwe mangu kana ndoshandisa inini ndiri muhurumende. Makaona ni maborders, right? Can I cannot declare more tenants because you have to use, you have to pay in foreign currency.
Yeah.
But in and the more not, it's a means of correction in the foreign currency Bakuana. But they are supposed to correct it so nicely. No, Varumi. Mugona Panenika. Nika, Inakana foreign currency. Saka Twitter says they were supposed to do the outreach programs, which Bunza Mugan, just because Nika is only one. Mm. Tinama oni na kasiya na siya na, wafu nongo wati bunzo kuno uyo na uyo na uyo. Tese toto and then the tovana chisungo chimeche. Tito kutuwa ra papuda at least about 3/4 of Zimbabwe to asakad. So what can we do? Unlike to say mtu nume zi, ndiye anungo propose and then na mnangawa. Wapasis. What's that?
Ya kautwa ra.
In Malatana Nika, the family we are in Botswana. But I know you not depend on a diamond. But apparently, get out with Zima.
Akautra. Thank you so much, Thomas Ndokupinda Mjirongwa.
Thank you,
Papa. Right, Zulukandaba Manzwa, the Thomas Angariparunare. That was Thomas on the line. He was explaining his opinion. He's saying Zimbabwe, Oh, Makasa, you have to fix certain issues before you move over. Right, let me go back to my guest, Andotanga Kunava Maketsi. Mama Ketsi, mchiripo parinare rapo. Right, you touched on something very essential, the issue of confidence. Now, Hurumende has made this move where they say, okay, right, from today onwards, we're using bonds. How do we then move forward to ensure that people start gaining confidence in the bond, in the RRTGS system, in the EcoCash? How do we move forward? Because for the economy to be fixed, like you said, we need to be confident.
You see, confidence restoration, in my opinion, we are through revocation of SI 142 of 2019. No longer no solution. The government, if you watch my declaration of declaration of challenges I took my workers last week. Ekutile my workers in Majinji, anga kuchi request my payment in the US.
Mm.
So by that the government goes in the US, yaga payango in the form of those kind of things. Ekuti we're at US national church so that people do not keep on wishing to have pay like my salaries paid in the US.
Mm.
And it's a choke down decision. You see, could Titi Tivano gain a confidence? Nobody has a good job and not to what? No, but that's it. When it's taken away, the note I know was an Yaman. I got an opportunity to catch it.
I watch
out. And the only decision is sustainable. And my solution is I don't like it. You are for no more research. Yes, I challenge you.
Passara 5 minutes muchirongwa, so let me go back to Vachoto and have him wrapping it up. Vachoto muchiripo parunare. Right, passara 5 minutes muchirongwa, so I guess this will be my last question to you. No power magets mkanokto avario muchirongwa. Once Zimbabwe is open for business, imatawara nyaye confidence, vamnanga gwaruti, Zimbabwe is back to normalcy, Zimbabwe is open for business, imin dimiwe business community wacho. How do we move forward ensuring that our currency is backed with some kind of confidence?
Okay. I want to end by calling for political reform in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that most of the problems that we are facing in Zimbabwe, though we are trying to tackle them from an economic point, they are stemming out from a contestation at the political arena. So we need to have a very open conversation and dialogue amongst ourselves as Zimbabweans, first and foremost,
mm-hmm.
to say we have yet contested elections. And this issue has not been truly resolved. So once we move to political reform, I feel and I think that the economy will solve itself naturally. Because this thing that we are trying to attract, be it FDI, it's capital movement.
Mm-hmm.
Capital is timid. It does not go to places that are hostile. It does not go to places that have policy ambushes, where you just wake up and you hear that there is no more use of this currency. This is what is going to happen. You know, you need to create credibility So this level of credibility is by two major political parties in the country to come together on the table and discuss outstanding issues. Once they have resolved that, I want to tell you, it doesn't take long to stabilize the economy. We might be fighting and losing battle. So the two main political actors have to find each other, put aside their arrogances, put aside their elements of pride, come together to say, let's save the economy, because there are hardships on the road.
Vachamisa.
But if we don't save,
Mkoma Choto, vachamisa wakati hanzi shunjuka naka munyika 2 weeks to go na kukadzirisa chini. Is that even possible?
No, that's being childish of President Nelson Chamisa of MDC. I am neither ZANU-PF nor MDC, mm-hmm. but what I know, our problems are stemming from a political crisis, and that crisis has to be resolved, and that's what we need. We need leadership. Leadership from the other end of the party and leadership from also the Chamisa side. They need to come together and solve the problems for Zimbabweans. Zimbabweans are desperate. This is a dire situation which needs a political solution so that the economic solution will be easier road to go through.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tendai Choto, economist, entrepreneur. Thank you so much. Nokupinda mchirongo wa Choto.
Thank you very much, Mkoma Mike.
All right.
Thank you to your viewer.
Thank you. Perfect. Have a good night. Choto, zokera kuna Mama Getsi. Mama Getsi, 2 minutes zasara mchirongo. Manzo wazwa taurwa na wa Choto. Petai chirongo mkoma.
Agree with Zashtara na Mkoma Choto. Mm. The government yaka force no mouse in a situation isatia yave ready for that.
Mm.
I think there are a lot of economic and political fundamentals which still need to meet before we rush to issues of declaring economic no mouse. Because no mouse of the economy is not declared, it's achieved. That's the difference. And we do not declare it is no mouse. We achieve no mouse, the process which we have to go through. But the government tried to short circuit that and declared it is normal because we've made this decision on our own. And some of the people, they are presumably based on them and really need to consider the sustainability of some decisions before bringing them into the public sphere. Mm. For the safety of us as citizens and, of course, for their own integrity as a government of a nation.
Saka, tichipeta chirongwa choti, is Zimbabwe open for business, yay or na?
Na.
I want to note that.
When I'm coming, my dear. Zimbabwe, it's only Kujara. Before the Dintagrani money, which I'm going to find out, I'm going to get a bond. It's another process that the investors to go through. And my investors want to use their same question, both time is money. Zimbabwe chases away people from doing business, which means Zimbabwe, we say we are open for business, but we have all our doors gated and closed.
Mm-hmm. I was akunzwa mkoma tatenda. I wish the program could last longer so we could have you more and more and more and more and more pachirongwa. But nguva ndiyo yajikanana tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda pachirongwa. Right, Zimbabwe muhle sekusele 1 minute kuhlelo lwethu lapasakhulayo pasara 1 minute muchirongwa chinobhururuka. Chinomara. Tinotenda zvikuru munhu wese apinda muchirongwa. Tatina vatendai Choto. He's an entrepreneur. He's an economist. Tatina zvakare vatatenda Magetsi. Ndivo ka co-founder weSangano. He's a co-founder wenhlanganiso Open Mind Initiative. Ngiyabonga wonke umuntu ongenileyo kuhlelo. Sibona ukuthi abantu bathini ekhasini lethu. Sivala uhlelo. Nangu umnumzana uDennis uthi nyaya yemari haida kunyanya kudzidza. Hanzi haidi square foot nema formula. Nangu Bruce, which is the issue of the new currency, I think is riddled with skepticism. The government should take more time to introduce money. Iskatsam says, Pelile, Zulugandava, da tenda zukuru, munwesa pinam chirongwa. Thank you so much to everybody who joined us. This is the Live Talk, The Connection with your boy, Mike Hove. I'm your host, Zimbabwe Muhle. Good night. Bye-bye.
Neraka na kamuri ya Zimbabwe ino Studio 7
tishitefe nyura tiri mu Washington DC lingali